this is a huge opportunity for the region. As you say in the report, people are the wealth of nations. So having a significant number of people, especially a large number of people in working age who can have a tremendous increase in labor supply is a great opportunity for the region. It's an opportunity to accelerate economic growth, to accelerate human development. For many countries, such as particularly those in South Asia and Southeast Asia, for example, India, Bangladesh, the working age population will increase tremendously, 20%, 30% in going up to 2050.
But this sort of contradicts what we've been hearing of late when it comes to unemployment and young people. How can this population growth, especially of young people, be an opportunity in light of this?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because unemployment, particularly underemployment, which means that the jobs that are available are not up to the skills that match the labor supply. And this is a huge problem in the region. This is an ongoing problem. And to address this, countries will really need to plan of how can we create not only more jobs, but better jobs that provides greater productivity for the region. So without planning for those sectoral development, particularly, say, in manufacturing services, manufacturing and services that have the ability to absorb a greater number of labor, they cannot reap this demographic dividend. So countries will need to plan for it. And they do have precedents. For example, in China, they were able to greatly expand employment when they had a large influx of labor supply by expanding their manufacturing production, not only at home, but to the rest of the world through trade. So they were able to build upon that and create more jobs and reduce poverty in China. So other countries in South Asia and Southeast Asia can learn from this experience.
The report is also said to be a guide for development planners and decision makers in government. What are some of these innovative policies that the report puts forward?
We provide very clear a set of 9 development policies for sustainable development, and these are grouped by where the country stands. So countries that are young, they need to plan for a future demographic dividend by investing in education and skills development for youth. For countries that are in the middle group of a large number of working age population, they need to invest on more and better jobs, as well as better investments in the country, and also encourage more women to engage into the job market. And for countries that are older, they will need to look more into pension and healthcare and social programs that can start early planning for aging economies.
If we think of sustainable development, we're moving away from some of the jobs that might have contributed to climate change and pollution. So what kind of jobs will there be? Will there be more green jobs available in the region?
We put a lot of emphasis onto this in our report because it is a human development report, and we talk about jobs that look out not only for the environment, but also for safety regulations for workers themselves, work that will be safer to perform and healthier for the workers. And we also talk about, you know, greener jobs.
This seems like a huge undertaking for certain countries. What support can they expect from the UN?
UN is already supporting various countries in Asia Pacific for the implementation of the Sustainable Development Agenda. They have huge precedence from the success of the MDGs, how they have worked, and so learning from that experience, they're further investing on how they can help countries monitor, for example, better data collection and monitoring of results. We are very much engaged with the governments of our country and working towards this till 2030.